1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. We hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Bunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. On January 14th, 1916, Michael Collins resigned his job with a London bank and returned to Ireland. He was 25 years old at the time. Isn't he a Cork man, Paddy?
Yes, we're honored to have Michael Collins as a Cork man. I know Clonakilty, he grew up in Clonakilty. There's a lovely statue down there, if anyone is passing through, of Michael Collins in the center of the town. Gorgeous. Of course, you know, he was executed in Ballinabloch.
He was ambushed, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I know he went on to fight alongside of Joseph Plunkett and Patrick Pearse in the GPO on the day of Easter Monday. And then he was put in jail for some time in Wales. But he, right from that moment, kept planning for the next event.
He did, you know, and I suppose he really was a genius because of, you know, the background and planning and the level of military style approach that he took for Ireland. We really are so indebted to Michael Collins.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during this centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland Show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province. again.